Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Sri Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaiva Mr. Pada Paramahansa Stotra Sri Srimad Deshmukh Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskona Vada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaiva Mr. Pada Paramahansa Stotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Swasi Gaurasmada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavada Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Sri Sri Gaurinita Ki Sri Sri Radhol Bhagavan Ki Sri 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 Jagannath Vada Subhadrama Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna. So as you all know, today's class actually supposed to be given by Aniruddha Prabhu. So for some reason he's not able to come, so they just asked me to read today's verse and discuss whatever I can, the best I can. Okay. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Canto 7. All of you have seen, you know. Then the chapter 5, verse number 38. So today's verse is about statement by Hiranyakashipu, who is expressing difficulty about controlling his son. Okay, so verse number 38. So first we read word by word, then we go back to the full, so this way we, you know, easily dissect the combined words that are there in Sanskrit. Sarveha upaye hantavaya samboja sayana Asaniha Sruhut Linga Daraha Shatruha Munina Dustam Iva Indriyam. Sarver upayer antavaya.
Sarver upayer antavaya.
Sarver upayer antavaya.
Sarver upayer antavaya.
Samboja sayana saniha.
Samboja sayana saniha.
Samboja sayana saniha.
Samboja sayana saniha.
Srullinga Duraya Satur
Srullinga Duraya Satur
Srullinga Duraya Rar Sartur
Srullinga Duraya Satur
Munir Dustam Ivendriyam
Munir Dustam Ivendriyam
Sarve Rupayor Hantavaya Samboja Sayana Sneha
Samboja Sayana Sneha
Srullinga Duraha Satrur
Srullinga Duraha
Satrur
Mune Dustam Ivendriyam
Sarve Rupayor Hantavaya Samboja Sayana Sneha Srullinga Durar Sartrur Mune Dustam Ivendriyam Prabhu Let us read translation by Srila Prabhupada, verse by verse, I mean word by word. Sarve by all. Upaya means. Hantavaya must be killed. Samboja by eating. Sayana lying down. Asaniha by sitting. Suhurt linga daraha, who has assumed the role of a friend. Shatru, an enemy. Muniha, of a great sage. Dustam, uncontrollable. Eva, like indriyam, the senses. Now we read translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all the yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life. This Prahlad, who appeared to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Purport. Hiranyakashipu planned a campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He would kill his son by administering poison to him while he was eating, by making him sit on a boiling oil, or by throwing him under the feet of an elephant while he was lying down. Thus, Hiranyakashipu decided to kill his innocent child, who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy had become a devotee of the Lord. So this is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshurinmitam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Ishtapadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namini. Namaste Sarasvadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyata Desha Tarini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So please read after me this English translation. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, he is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting or sleeping, must be killed by all means. So, you know, from this today's verse, it's very clear that, you know, how this Hiranyakashipu is making a case for and creating a plan for killing his son. Then of course, if you go back to a few verses earlier in the context, so this all started with, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, speaking to his father about what is the best thing he has learned of among all the subjects he has learned in a school of Sukracharya and his sons. What is the best thing he has learned? So immediate answer of Prahlad Maharaj was Navavidha Bhakti. So this was all discussed during last 15 days so well in detail, starting from Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusparanam, Padasevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivadam. All this Navavidha Bhakti was already discussed. So, and after that, again he said, you know, those who are engaged in this sense gratification extremely, that is uncontrolled senses, so their desire for Krishna Bhakti will not appear, either by their own effort or by teachings of others or combination. So these two has really infuriated Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad Maharaj is praising glories of Lord Vishnu and how one, if they take shelter of Lord Vishnu, and how they can overcome dangers from this world, and how they can get protection, and how one needs to be really grateful because we are part and parcel of Lord. So he is impressing and appreciating so much about Lord Vishnu. But on the other hand, Hiranyakashipu considers Lord Vishnu as an enemy. So you go and imagine if somebody is an enemy, your enemy, and somebody comes and praises about them so much. So our anger will increase so much. So therefore, what do? Instead of taking revenge or attacking that enemy, you attack the person who is praising enemy. So that is the situation, that's the explanation of today's verse. So in between, before this verse, last 2-3, so where he tried to make a case. So why, in that anger, first reaction was, once he heard, at that time Prahlad Maharaj was sitting on lap of his father. Prahlad is a son. Yeah. So usually, 5 year old. So 5 year old are very happy to sit down the lap. Sometimes they come and climb on you on shoulder. And if you are doing Dandavat Pranam, what do? And many of you noticed, the kids will run and sit on the back of the father. I haven't seen they doing for mother. Some kids do, but most of them do for their father. And then while father is getting up, they also still sit down on him, and they probably expect him to carry. So anyway, so here he was sitting on the lap, because at that time Hiranyakashipu was sitting on throne, on his asana, king's asana. So it will be a golden chair. He's sitting there and then takes his son and affectionately, made him sit on his lap and smelling his head also, very lovingly, become emotional. Even the tears also rolled on from one. But when Prahlad has given this answer, Navavidha Bhakti, so he became so angry, then he thrown him off from his lap. Like this, imagine you have sitting here and throw him, push him down. Then expressing all kinds of danger. First he's saying that, you are, enemy. You are the one who killed Hiranyaksha. The first angry. Because Hiranyakashipu, consider Lord Vishnu as an enemy, because Lord Vishnu has killed Hiranyakashipu by coming in the form of Varahadev. Varahadev? So Varahadev, we also have Varahadeva Shaligrama here. Masya Masya Kurma, the left side, then Radha Giridhari, then Sri Narasimhadev, Varahadev and Sudarshanchakra. So Varahadev. So all of us taking darshan of Varahadev here. So next to Radha Krishna, the small deities, so you have Ramachandra, Varahadev, and then Sudarshanchakra. The middle is Varahadev. So Varahadev, in boar form, he came and appeared and killed Hiranyaksha, brother of Hiranyakashipu. And because of that, Hiranyakashipu considered Lord Vishnu as enemy. And now anyone who praises enemy, therefore he is actually enemy. He says, you are the one who killed. So that is first case. Already his anger is increasing. Then today, so in particular he says, you can see, Hiranyakashipu planned to campaign to kill Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So he says, just as uncontrolled senses are enemies of all the yogis engaged in advancing spiritual life. So this is a very important statement. So uncontrolled senses are enemies of everyone. Not only yogis, but even our own enemies. We say, mind is the enemy. Unless it is controlled. One who is controlled the mind, he can make mind as a friend. And of course, the senses are under the control of mind. And the senses are enemy of everyone. So, in Viveka Chudamani by Shankaracharya, so there he talks about, five kinds of enemies for five different forms of life. Say, for example, tongue, we have got five senses. So there are other species of life. Some of them are living in water, some of them water, on the earth. So even if you pick up one species of life, they also have enemy. For example, we have tongue. Tongue is an enemy. Enemy for whom? For fish. People try to, put some meat or something to the hook. If you go to the here the ocean nearby, you'll see they will take one hook and then put some meat or something and throw into water, then keep shaking like this with the hope that some will catch it. Usually the fishes will go and catch it. Then what happens? The hook will catch and then they will pull it out and now life is gone. Immediately they will take that living fish, put into their box and take it home and cook it and eat it. So this fish, due to attachment to its tongue, has given up the life. So it is the enemy, danger. uncontrolled sense. So yogi is supposed to be very high level, you know, highest. They're supposed to be control their senses, control their mind, control their body, control their thoughts, and fully engaged in, deeply engaged in meditating on Lord Vishnu. That's what yogis do. Even for yogis also, this is a danger. So that is about tongue. Then what is the next sense? Ear. Correct? We all like to hear some melodious music, praising words, somebody praising you nicely, it feels very pleasure to the body and mind. Correct? On the other hand, if somebody is scolding you, criticizing you, it won't please that much. Anyway, the sense ear is also, you know, attached to hearing some melodious music, melodious things, praises and so on. So now you look at animals like deer. You know, if hunter want to catch this deer, how do they catch? Deer can run very, very fast. The hunter cannot run as fast as deer. So now how to catch? What is the technique? Yes, sometimes they play musical drum. They play all kinds of very melodious music. At that time, this deer, you know, got attached to this hearing that and keep on hearing. Not only, you know, sometimes hearing, you close your eyes and hear. Like when a nice kirtan is going on, often if some kirtanier is singing so melodiously, what do we do? Often we might close our eyes and, you know, hear nicely and of course try to do like this, but we may not see what is happening around us. The same thing, this deer, he's simply hearing so nicely at that time, hunter knows this is the right time to capture. They can either shoot the arrow or shoot that deer. That's one of the way. Other, maybe they might take a net and throw it and capture life. Why shoot it? So the deer lost the life. So this is because of not having attachment to that sense. Attachment to enjoying that sense. Next, what is our next sense? Mouth over, tongue over, ear over, then smell. Correct? Smell, we all like to, smell the flower that is offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. So right now, father of our here, so Prabhu Bhavan is offering flowers. He is going to give us some flowers soon. So in a minute we will get a flower. Prabhu, please don't forget, give us a flower. So earlier, of course, sometime you are also denied this opportunity to smell the flower offered to the lotus feet because of this coronavirus. Correct? And every now and then, this is keep appearing in the temple, the new rule. So just, you know, maybe 15 days ago that was not possible. Now it is possible, the rule has changed. So even that is also being denied because of coronavirus. Okay? So hopefully virus is disappearing. So as a result, we get opportunity to smell this flower. So Prabhu, please take flower and give it to everybody. So this smelling this flower that is offered to lotus feet of Lord, so we are honoring it. By smelling this flower offered to lotus feet of Lord, so what happens? We not only get this nice aromatic smell, but we are also getting mercy from the Lord. It is coming from Lord's lotus feet. So this way, this will improve our bhakti towards Lord. So when you are smelling nicely, you think about, oh, this is the flower coming from offered to lotus feet. And this is coming as a mercy to me. Then if you keep on meditating on this, you become a bhakta. So that is bhakti pathway. And other one is, there are, bees. They are also attached to smell of the flower. Matanga, patanga. You know, this patanga, it goes to various flowers. Sometimes nice flowers, lotuses are open. It go inside. Then smelling. While smelling, it will forget itself. So give it to me also. Let me also smell. Hare Krishna. Argument later. Give it to me one flower. So we're discussing about smelling. Let me also have a opportunity to smell. Yeah, please take. Yeah. Yeah, by smelling, So you not only get mercy of Lord, if you are not able to speak, so perhaps Lord will give you some knowledge, ability, and inspire you to speak nicely about it. Correct? So by bhakti, Krishna says in Bhagavatam that this buddhi, says, one who are my bhaktas, for them this knowledge, I will give them a right knowledge so that they can progress in spirituality. Not only that, he says, by any chance, at last breath of life, you are not able to remember the Lord, but Lord will give you that memory and that bhakti, by the buddhi, to remember. So it's the Lord's mercy. So therefore, smelling these flowers offered to lotus feet of Radha Vallabha, Gauri Thai, Jagannatha Baladeva Subhadrami, if you get a opportunity, if there is no COVID restriction, please smell, then remember that smell throughout your day until you come to the temple next time. You will become Krishna consciousness, your minds become clear, your thoughts become clear, all the dirt that we accumulated, Cheto Darpana Marjana, so all the dirt we accumulated in our heart and mind will be clear. So we become peaceful and happy. That's the goal of happy. Now coming back to the fruits, the bees which are smelling flowers not offered to Lord. So they are attached to smelling. They go there, come some they go to lotus or few other flowers, and these flowers are very, very aromatic. You go to the wild, like Dandenong forest or various forest here. So this bee goes inside, smelling, it will just forget itself. It is smelling so much, intoxicated with that smell. Imagine the person who is intoxicated. What do they do? If they intoxicate more than necessary, and then they are going around here and there, they will fall into ditch also. So whereas here, this is intoxicated and forget itself and it is there. Then in the evening, that flower will start closing like this. What happens? Finished. Now you are inside the flower, and closed like a prison, completely locked tight, and then this will become a food for that flower. So these are like, live eating flowers also there. So therefore, attachment to smell is also danger, unless it is coming from Lord Mercy. Next, what this eye, seeing, this is another sense, correct? We also want to see the beautiful things. The beautiful man or a beautiful woman, preferably no cloth. You know, people are addicted. Now you come to the temple, you also see beautiful. So the moment you come into the temple, what is the most beautiful that you see? The deities. Furthermore, they are beautifully decorated. Every day you come, they have different dress. So beautiful dress. Then beautiful garlands matching with the cloth. And you see today's the flower, the garland is so beautiful. So you just close your eyes and think, what all colors flowers are there? Obviously there is white, there is also red, there is also blue, you see. So how beautiful it is. Then if you can simply meditate on the beautiful garland, and the beautiful look of Gauri Thai, and then the beautiful face of Lord Krishna, lotus eyed Lord Krishna. So lotus eyed, we say lotus eyed, lotus flower. So everything is lotus, everything is glorious from Lord. So lotus eyed Lord Krishna, then Radha Rani, not only the garland to her neck, but also very nice the flower set in her hand. Just, you know, the beauty. And Jagannath is, also beautiful, and today is very happy. You see, his eyes are so happy, and he has got a beautiful garland also. So just like Gauri Thai, very beautiful garland. Little different pattern, but you can see, very beautiful. So beauty. Now, in the same temple, you will also see some flies. They are also attracted. But what are they attracted to? They are attracted to fire. They attract to fire and go there and touch the fire, then die. Where are they dying? Sometimes they fall down, sometimes they fall into the ghee. Ask the pujari there, Bratmanu, check. He will see at least one fly there which is inside the ghee. So our Manmohan Prabhu is here. Prabhu, is that true? Yeah, so those who regularly put the ghee, so their job, especially those who do gundicha, at 11 o'clock. So it is their job is to check inside carefully, then take that stick and take out and throw it away. Okay, so this is my personal experience. So this is not a second, this is the first knowledge, direct experience, prataksha, prataksha knowledge. Okay, so therefore, just by attracting to this light or a fire, this animal given of life, that fly. Next, which one left? Skin, you know, we also want to have skin, this is the fifth, correct? So skin, so we want to have a touch, nice sun, someone doing massage or all sorts of things people have. Like this elephant. Elephant, you have seen? This elephant is such a gigantic animal. Maybe combined together, all of us here, may not be, the weight of all of us together may not be same as that elephant. Some elephant, maybe baby elephants. But the big elephant, the king elephants, so these elephants are so heavy, their weight may be something like at least 1,000 kilograms. Such heavy are there and very powerful. And here you will see about the role that elephant plays here. So this elephant is attached to female elephant. So sometimes it wants to be, you know, rubbing to the female elephant. So because of the desire, what people do, how to capture the elephant, very powerful. So what do they do? They dig a big hole and then just put some grass and simple sticks and grass. Then other side they will tie one female elephant. And this male elephant, you know, running, running, running and fall into the ditch. Once it falls to ditch, they will control. They will not give any food to it for several days. Then slowly give little, little, then the elephant start listening to them. They say, sit down. You'll sit down. Get up. You'll get up. Then you go and they will throw on garland. Catch this garland. You'll catch. Now you go and put it on neck of Jack. You'll put. So like this, they train it. After that, they let it come out. Then you'll become fully faithful. You'll listen to that Matunga. That the boss of that whoever has trained it, listen very well. So some of you happen to go to India for first time, if you go to places where, especially near the temple, there are elephants. Those elephants are fully trained. They will collect dakshana from you. You give them 1 rupee coin, or 100 rupees note, or 2,000 rupees note. You know, 2,000 rupees note, if you give it, what does it do? It will not throw away. It knows what is valuable one. If it is banana, it will eat it. Or if you give it, say, note, it will take that note, you know, and give it to the boss who is sitting on the top. Yeah. So, anyway, now because of his attachment for this, you know, skin rubbing with other female elephant, it is also captured. So you can see the senses of our, now you think of human, like us. Just by being active to one sense, these flies, deer, elephant, fish, they have given up their life. What about human? Human has also five senses, and this human fellow is attached to all five senses. And how dangerous it is. So our life can be very dangerous unless we engage all the senses in service of Krishna. So this bhakti, Navavida bhakti, you can see, so it is simply we are engaging our all these five senses in the service of Krishna. What are we doing? So we are using this tongue. We also need to taste food like that fish. What do? We are taking the offering, that, you know, bhoga offer to the Lord, and that comes to you as a prasada, and we are eating prasada. So therefore, our senses are engaged in service of Krishna. That's why we say honoring prasada. Then eyes, we are seeing beautiful forms of, you know, Lord. And ear, sravanam kirtanam. Now just before we start the class, we heard from Mataji, you know, Jai Radha Madhava. So we are hearing, now we are reading whatever is being written by Prabhupada and Sukadeva Goswami and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sravanam kirtanam, hearing. Over, speaking over. Then we smelled already, so you know, so somehow one remnant is still with me. So we are smelling, our, you know, using our nose. Then of course we also have to engage. Maybe we can come and clean the temple after the class. You can see the flowers are lying everywhere. You can also use your hand for some service. You can see, you can engage all these five senses in service of Lord. Right? And by doing that you can do bhakti. Now coming to here. So Hiranyakashipu says, just as uncontrolled senses are enemies of all yogis. He is not even talking about himself or any other people. He is talking about highest yogis. Engage in advancing spiritual life. This Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, but is an enemy because I cannot control him. So, and here you see, now coming to yogis. Even the yogis are also trying to control, but yogis also fall down. We have many, many examples. Saubhari Muni, you heard about Saubhari Muni? This Saubhari Muni, you know, he controlled his senses so much. Usually, once you control senses, you perform this dhyana. You go and to say, some people go to Kedarnath, Himalaya in India. You know, some people go to Mount Mandrachal. You know, this is what Hiranyakashipu did. He went to Mount Mandara in Bihar and did tapas. But before that, he went to do tapas in Kailas. He went there and trying to do Kailas, so failed. Then he went to Mount Mandara, he became successful and acquired a lot of Siddhi from Brahma. Now of course he thinks he now fully, you know, no one can kill him. But anyway, he became powerful. Others, maybe they sit down on deer skin and do meditation. These days some ashrams you go, some of these places who teach meditation. Generally, they say you simply sit down like this and meditate. So they sit down in air-conditioned room sometime. But this Saubhari Muni is so powerful. So he want to meditate. Where can he meditate? He thought, you know, all these places outside, if I do on bank of Yamuna, people will come and disturb me. You know, bank of Yamuna in Vrindavan. Or I go to Mayapur, I sit down bank of Ganga River. Ganga, if you, those of you going to Mayapur, you might have dipped in Ganga River, correct? So if you can sit down on bank of Ganga River, do meditation, people can disturb you. If you're meditating too long, they may, you know, disturb you, start to speaking to you. So this Saubhari Muni, during, you know, not just Kali Yuga, but previous ages, so he went to Yamuna River, inside he go on deep inside the water and started meditating. Can you do that? Maybe we can just dip, like in 5-10 seconds we come out, correct? You try yourself, you go to the ocean just nearby and dip. How long you can go deep? Even forget about meditation, just dipping. Within, maybe with practice you might somehow manage to dip inside like this for say maximum 1 minute. You know, recently I went to Melkote. In Melkote there is a famous called Chaluva Narayana. Narayana is the most beautiful form on earth. That's why his name is Chaluva Narayana. Chaluva means beautiful. Narayana is Narayana. Chaluva Narayana. So there also they have got one big kunda. So this kunda is meant for you know, dipping and coming out. You know, sometime you visit Holy Dham. So we have to sacrifice something. What can we sacrifice? So maybe we can sacrifice our hair. They're called mandan. So they're very common. You go to Tirupati, people, you know, they cut all your hair. They're the sacrifice to Tirupati Venkateshwara. So you go to, say, Mayapur, perhaps you can sacrifice to Panchatattva. Sometime you have a beautiful hair and you cherish hair. You know, we are attached to hair so much. Some people are attached to hair, by the way. Correct? So if you cut their hair, you will be taken to court and finally you will be put into prison. There are examples. So hair, their hair is very, they consider it as a very important asset of their life. That is why we also, you know, spend money to buy this color, hair color, dyeing hair, make white hair to black hair, make black hair to red hair, make red black hair to blue hair, make black hair to yellow hair. Golden hair, correct? People do this. So they want to put a golden color to the hair, red color, blue color. You go to city, you will find all these colors. Correct. Those who go for kirtan regularly on Friday, correct, you will see people spending money buying those different color and coloring. The blacks are there, and not only that, sometimes they buy a white color and hair put. So the black, something like AS-22, you know, you think the black hair is very, you know, glorious and seems like youthful, very attractive, but they want to put a white hair. Anyway, this is what is happening. So very, you know, consider the importance. If you go to there, you cut hair and then you take a dip in water. So when I dipped, I also did. So, you know, when you go deeper, it will be almost 6-7 meters deep inside. Kunda, the big kunda. So you go deep inside, try to touch your feet to the, you know, the ground there. You also, if you go to Radha Kund and Sham Kund in Vrindavan, even if you don't, you do perform some puja, taking help of one of the Brahmins sitting there, then he will say, go and take dip. You jump into Radha Kund. So they have a chain you hold and try to go deep if you don't know swimming. But if you know swimming, you can go a little deeper inside. You try to go there, down, you push water up. It takes time. So maybe a little bit you touch and then come out. But you start feeling, so you come out. So very little, correct? So now this Saubhara Muni, he dipped into the Yamuna river deep and sat there and started doing tapas. And then he was doing tapas very deeply for so long. Once he opened his eyes, what do you see inside the water? Fishes. Correct? You see fishes. And he is doing so much of tapas. And he controlled his senses completely, you know, able to control his breath, and then doing tapas. And then when he opened his eyes, he saw fishes moving around. And inside some fishes, you know, two fishes coming and kissing each other. Correct? The fish do. They have mouth like this. Like this. Then somehow, just by watching that, he got attracted. Then he come out of the trance and tapas, straight went to a king and said that, I want to get married to your daughter, the princess. Correct? You can see, even the great yogi who is controlled his senses and went into Yamuna river water, did tapas for so long, even he is also not able to control. Yeah, you can see. So just as uncontrolled senses are enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life. So this is the first statement, that today's one. Therefore, consider that senses are very, very powerful. And you can say, oh, I can control my senses by my own power. It is very, very difficult. The great yogis have failed, and even we will also fail. That is why we always say that if you want to advance in bhakti, engage your senses in serving Lord. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam. Engage all the senses in service of master of senses. Who is the master of senses? Lord Sri Krishna. If you don't do it, this is what will happen. So fall down, enemy, they become enemy. So now he's making case. Similarly, so this Prahlad who appeared to be friend. So Prahlad who appeared in the family of Hiranyakashipu, obviously the son is more than friend. Correct? So this Prahlad is acting like a friend, you know, and our own well-wisher, our family member, but this fellow has become enemy. Then Hiranyakashipu was saying that, because I cannot control him. Hiranyakashipu is saying that, I am not able to control my son. So because he now is glorifying the enemy, Lord Vishnu, that is what he is saying. So this is a challenge. So he is now, anger is already made a case. I am not able to control this person who appeared in our family like a friend, as a son of our family, but this fellow is a glorifying and became our enemy. And clearly saying that he is the killer of Hiranyakashipu. So the next, what did he do? So therefore, this enemy, who is this enemy? The son, Prahlad. So therefore this enemy, whether he is eating or sitting or sleeping, he must be killed by all means. You know, so by all means, whatever it means, whatever he's doing, we should kill it. So now Prabhupada discusses very nicely. So eating, you know, how can you kill a person? by process of eating, by means of eating. Upaya. So here there is one word. So you know, upayer. So sarvet upayer. Sarvet means by all upaya. Upaya means approach or a method or a plan. Correct? So yeah, if you go to some of the places in India who speak in, their native language very nicely, so you are reading something, have some problem, the solution. So you go to some elderly person, ask him, please give me some upaya. Upaya means some plan, some idea, so that I can come out of this problem that I am facing. Upaya. So here also, by sarve upaya. What are the surveys upaya? Whether he is eating. So how can you kill person by process of eating? Usually they put some poison, make the food very delicious, and give to that person to eat. And you hear this story every now and then, if you see in the newspaper and there. Sometimes there, oh, school children or sometime, you know, family member, something died. We don't know why they died. They just ate and then died. So sometime people on purpose may put poison into it, or sometime not a purpose. By somehow, some poison fell into the food. Sometime happen, you go to school, you know, so they have a big container and making some, let's say, what do they make? Upma. Yeah, upma. Karuna, Karuna Siddhu Prabhu. Karuna? So Prabhu, Koti, Hayagriva, Hayagriva's father. So Prabhu makes a very nice upma for Saturday. Correct? Remember, when you get upma, if you have a desire to eat upma, please come on Saturday for Srimad Bhagavatam class and you get upma. And make sure that Hayagriva is here. That means his father is cooking there that day. Okay, anyway. So, sometime by, you know, sometimes they put poison and a few things above. So, it might fall down. The person who is cooking may not know. Fell down, is already gone, and then they eat and die. So, here, Hiranyakashipu is saying that, well, even if my son is engaged in eating, I must devise a means to kill. So therefore, he also administered poison. How did he administer? Suppose if Hiranyakashipu gives him a nice, you know, plate of food, maybe he thought, my son may doubt. Now I am angry. Correct? I am so angry. I am throw him into out, you know, from my lap to the ground. If I give him a food, he may not take it. So therefore, what he thought, the best person to administer this poison is mother. So this Prahlad is so much in loving his mother. So mother actually by force, she does. She puts some poison and give it to Prahlad. Prahlad actually drinks, so he's protected. Anyway, that is one plan. And the next plan was sitting. If he's sitting somewhere, how to kill? So later you will see more detail about the methods he devised. Even if he's sitting there, so maybe at that time, you know, throw a snake on him. That's sitting. Then sleeping. If a person is sleeping, how do you kill? So here, Prabhupada said that sometime a person is sleeping, so they can take the, you know, make this elephant run on him. You know, pack up elephants. So you take 10 elephants, you make them run. Likely that one of the elephant will put its foot on you. And the weight of the elephant is more than 1,000 kilo. If 1,000 kilo or 10,000 kilo, at least 5,000 kilo puts its leg on you, what happens to our body? We are so weak, you know, suddenly crushed. Yeah, that happens. You know, so that is another one. So somehow this Prahlad must be killed. Yeah, so this is the device, and you can see, so he is making a case that because Prahlad is the enemy, therefore I should kill. And here Prabhupada last concludes. So he says, you know, thus Hiranyaksha decided to kill his innocent child, and more importantly, the child is innocent, who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy has become a devotee of the Lord. Why does he want to kill? Because he become a devotee of the Lord. And become a devotee and he is praising the Lord instead of praising Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is also having uncontrolled senses actually. Uncontrolled desire to hear his glory. Hiranyakashipu wants everyone praise him. Everyone not only praise, he wanted everyone to consider Hiranyakashipu as, you know, supreme personality of Godhead. And you will see later as you go along, or even earlier, he was ruling this three planetary system, upper planetary, in the middle like Earth, and also lower planetary system. And he ordered that all the worship of Lord Vishnu in all the temples would stop. Not only stop, remove those murtis. Not only that, make new murti of Hiranyakashipu and put there. So that was his order. Then of course you do the worship. You know, Vandanam is one of the Navavida Bhakti. And also Archanam. So that is what he did. So because his son is, you know, praising, but whether he is expecting to hear his glories, because of that he decided to kill. You can see here. So the only reason he wanted to kill this Prahlad, 5-year-old, is because he became a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So therefore, Prabhupada is concluding, thus, this is the attitude of non-devotees toward devotees. So generally, the attitude of non-devotees, the demonic person, is to, just like Hiranyakashipu does, sometimes they may not go this extreme, but they also go. If we read history, you know, history of the world, and you go through in Satyayuga, Kali Yuga, Satyayuga, Treta Yuga, Dapar Yuga, now Kali Yuga, you see this war is happening all the time. Yeah. Even among non-devotees also happens, because somebody is not respecting you, not glorifying you. That happens. So Prabhupada concludes that this attitude of Hiranyakashipu-like mentality, any person who have got this Hiranyakashipu-like mentality, so they express this kind of attitude towards devotees. Okay? So, you know, sometime you also expressing some devotional power, sometime you also come across, so we have to tolerate. But anyway, know that these dangers will come, so sometime you tolerate and move on in your bhakti. So even though Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad, he didn't give up his bhakti path. Fully determined, more and more determined and became successful. And we all know that finally Lord has to appear in the form of Narasimha and kill him. But coming here, so we have challenges. The path of bhakti is not always easy. Of course, if Lord wishes, become easy, but it can also be challenged. But if you are the highest bhakta and you are expressing a lot of challenges, then you have full reliance on the Lord, and Lord will take care, whatever it is, the will of the providence. So whatever Lord wills, you accept. So that's what Prahlad Maharaj has accepted. So with that, let me stop here. And it is possibly time for prasada or school. So thank you, Hare Krishna. So you may be having question? Yes, please give. So I'll answer this one question we'll take. This is one important question from a devotee who attend classes. Every class, starting from Mangalarati to chanting and then hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class. Yeah, please ask. Okay, so this very practical question that we all can come across. So when we are chanting or engaged in some service, when you are doing chanting, at that time, even if other people don't come and speak to you, we are speaking ourselves, our mind. Correct? Our mind start thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about what did this person say, how nicely I would have befitting answer I would have given. Unfortunately, I didn't give. Something we all happens. Yes, when we are chanting, if other people want to speak to you, it depends upon how determined we are. So if you like to speak to them, we are also waiting for someone to speak to us, we might speak. But if you are determined, if you are engaged in dedicated you are chanting, then the people who want to speak to you, when they see you, so they might say, okay, this person is chanting, and they will say, okay, I will talk to you later. I mean, they won't say, I will talk to you, they will say, they'll go. Yeah. So it also depends upon how determined we are. If you are fully determined, Lord will make an arrangement so that they don't disturb you. Or our mind also won't disturb us. Our mind is enemy. That way, unless mind is controlled, mind will take us to the whole world. Especially doing chanting. When you are chanting, all kinds of thoughts will come into our mind. So they won't allow us to concentrate so well. Then coming to the flower, sometime when we distribute flower, so those who are very, you know, in love of Krishna, whatever comes, they want to pick up and honor it. But there are some maybe beginners, they think, what is this flower being offered, and they may ignore. Or sometime, I don't want to accept this flower. Why? It's not because it's coming from Lord, because it's coming from another person. First this person is offered and then offered to me. I don't like that person, therefore I will say bypass. This is another reason. You got it? But on the other hand, the person next to you is very nice friend of you. If that friend has smell, you will accept it with more happy. Like imagine, say Maharaj or Guru Maharaj, so the offer to Lord, and from there we go to Maharaj. Maharaj smells and takes it and give it to you. What do? You accept it because you like the Maharaj. So therefore, there are many reasons why we do it. Even if you are a devotee also, for some reason, for something, okay, this person didn't allow me to do kirtan. Now the flower given, so we might carry that. So because of that, then we say, okay, it's given to him, okay, that. Or maybe we think, I am the most important person in the temple. When the flower comes, first this will be offered to me. It is not offered to me. It is offered to this other person. When it comes to me, I might say, take it to another person. Yeah. All kinds of things happen. Yeah, there are many reasons. One of them, some kind of ego has built in person. Whether it comes from directly from Lord or coming from offer to others and came to you, they may refuse. Is that okay? Yeah. So these are the reason, and we also might do. So believe me. So it can happen to us also. Even though you love every day having smelling flower, but if you develop this aristavargas, what we call enmity for whatever reason, some dislike for whatever reason. So if you develop some dislike towards devotee also, we also might refuse to take that grace coming from Lord. Because we think this grace is not directly coming through here. This fellow is offered first, given to me. That's why we also refuse. Yeah. So please give up those enmity. Just become like Prahlad. Prahlad has even gave up enmity of his own father who tried to kill in so many ways. Correct? So similarly, we may not be that pure, but at least we try to practice. So that we don't refuse to smell flower, refuse to accept prasada that is offered to us just because one of the devotees maybe you don't like. So accept it. So always think of Lord and then don't worry too much about intermediary. Okay. All right, let me stop here. Thank you all for being here up to...